So today magazine will be in English with an Italian accent. Here is Mario. Mario is in Oroville since
20 years.
And you worked on the mantra.
Ah, yes. Mantra means I can explain what I'm doing. Well, the intuition was that the device was in the first thought I had about the device is to create some dynamizer for water, sweet water, to drink water. And the divine principle work in sending a sound transform in light. The light will pass through the water, and the water will be charged of this information which eventually light carries. And of course you can put music, anything, but what I thought is to put mantras. Everybody knows what it is, the mantra. And for me, for Rovillian, I use the mother voice, pronounce this Om Namo Bhagavate from her voice, which I took from Mother Agenda. For me, it's the best mantra I can use for dynamize my water. And later on, I thought also to use for the ambience, for the houses, and as which I call ambience harmonizer, you can call it. I call it like that. And so this information, which is not sound, so you cannot hear, and I made purposely like that, it is a blue light, which is create a certain atmosphere, pass through also a crystal, quartz, or any type of transparent stone. And I made several type of them. This light, and I use also infrared, which is heat, infrared beams. So the mantra will be transformed in light, infrared and blue light, and will travel all the rooms where so we live. And the infrared, which is heat, can penetrate matter. As we don't perceive because we don't have any sensor so sensitive, but actually it will penetrate any wall or cupboard, whatever it is in the room. And the mantra, of course, will penetrate in the room itself, in the matter. And not that I think matter needs that, but at least I cannot say so. I can think about. But the principle which I thought is I'm not always conscious, and sometimes I'm sick, sometimes I'm yelling, I'm nervous, I'm... So all this vibration will affect all the matter in my house. Whatever has been performed on myself will stick on anything eventually, curtains, wall, old furniture. So what I feel when the mantra is sent through light and infrared will erase all these vibration which is stick in the atmosphere of my room. And yeah, that's it.
So if I remember well, there was a story of a transmitter and that you can hear the mantra from.
Yes, of course. To make people believe that I transform the sound in light. I create also, you can call it a receiver or decoder, or an electronic eyes, which can receive this light and transform again this light in audible sound. So you can hear through this little device, again, the voice of the, or the sound which is being put inside the decoder. So that is the proof that the light which is carrying this information. And if you point the eye to another source of light or whatever, or you stop the ray beam from this bluish and infrared, you won't receive any more.
There is a company in Oroville called Aquadin. Do you work with them?
Yeah. In fact, the first intuition was to... I saw these people and I met these people in Aquadin, and they were using only normal sound to dynamize the water. And I start to tell them that there will be a more subtle way to do the same job, but using light instead of sound. And personally speaking, if I have to hear for hours and hours the same sound, even though it can be, I'm sorry, mother voice, which I love so much, but part of myself can be irritated after. So my mind is not ready to receive the same sound on and on and on for hours and hours. So I told them that it was possible to transform the sound in light, which is, for me, is much better medium to transform whatever you want to transform, transfer to whatever you want to transfer. And so I did the first prototype, and then they managed to show in France, and France went very, very well, except now it's a bit stopped. But, for example, we made for Dalai Lama, for many other camps of Tibetan, and they immediately understood the potential, and they used their own mantra, of course.
Your background is you're an engineer.
Yeah, I mean, I can say the electronic engineer. I study electronic, but I put my nose, my fingers all over. So I did many jobs and...
But how a scientific mind can go into this new age story?
I didn't understand. Repeat. What do they mean?
You have originally a very scientific mind. So do you fit it with that?
Scientific mind. I mean, people. They might. I don't see barrier between scientific mind and other people. I think I have more intuitive mind. I'm not because I'm... it's come, in fact, not from my background study. It's just I think about something, and like I saw the problem, it was not the problem. I saw how the people, they use the sound, and I heard, and I saw this famous scientist Emoto from Japan, which proved that water is sensitive through his experiments he did, crystallization water. I think so everybody knows now what it's about. And if they want to know some more, you go in Google and YouTube and you type Emoto, and there is interview, there is many experiments. So I had the intuition of, yes, I can transform sound in light. And then, of course, I use my background, my scientific, you can call it mind, but she doesn't produce idea. It's just the tools. Somebody play a guitar, but to be a good player and an artist will be a different matter.